Chapter 4. Global Solutions to Climate Change. In recent years, the Earth's climate has been buffeted by extremes. 11 of the 12 hottest years worldwide on record occurred between 1995 to 2006. The frequency of droughts has risen significantly around the world, and the same is true of extreme hurricanes like Katrina. Regions have been buffeted by extraordinary heat waves, such as the one in Europe that killed around 30,000 people in 2003. There is no doubt that the Earth is warming and the climate is changing. A consensus exists among scientists that these changes are human-induced or anthropogenic. Anthropogenic climate change is the greatest of all environmental risks, since large-scale climate change would disrupt every ecosystem and impose catastrophic hardships on many parts of the world. The risks are growing markedly as we delay launching strong measures in response. The reason for hope is that powerful technologies will likely be available to enable us to mitigate the climate shocks at a very modest cost, much lower than the costs of inaction. But these technological opportunities will be small consolation if we keep closing our eyes to the dangers. Markets alone, on a business-as-usual path, will not carry us to safety. The greenhouse gas effect. Carbon dioxide, CO2, water vapor, methane, nitrous oxide, and a few other gases are called greenhouse gases, and their increasing concentration in the atmosphere is the cause of anthropogenic climate change. The greenhouse effect occurs because these specific gases act like a greenhouse. They let solar radiation into the planet, but then trap the resulting heat. Specifically, the greenhouse gases are transparent to incoming ultraviolet, short wavelength, radiation from the sun, which passes through the atmosphere and hits the Earth. The Earth is warmed by this radiation, and in response radiates infrared, long wavelength, energy back into space. That is where the greenhouse gases come into play. These atmospheric gases absorb some of the outgoing infrared radiation, trapping the heat energy in the atmosphere, and thereby warming the Earth. This greenhouse effect is an essential part of the Earth's geological history, and of life itself. A blanket of CO2, water vapor, and other greenhouse gases in the atmosphere has existed for billions of years, and has made the Earth habitable for life by raising its temperature by roughly 59 degrees Fahrenheit above that which would prevail without these gases. Simply put, human life could not exist without the greenhouse gases. The remarkable fact of the Anthropocene is that human beings are now causing a major increase in the concentration of greenhouse gases. We are changing a fundamental part of the Earth's physical system. Whenever we burn fossil fuels, such as gasoline, jet fuel, heating oil, coal, and natural gas, carbon dioxide, CO2, is emitted into the atmosphere, and the greenhouse effect is increased. The basic chemistry is straightforward. A fossil fuel is made up of carbon and hydrogen in varying proportions. Coal is mostly carbon, with a bit of hydrogen and other elements as impurities. Petroleum is mainly CH2, that is, two hydrogen atoms to each carbon atom. Natural gas is CH4. When a fossil fuel is burned, the C combines with oxygen, O2, to make CO2, and the hydrogen combines with oxygen to produce water, H2O. Part of the resulting carbon dioxide remains in the atmosphere. Deforestation has roughly the same effect as burning fossil fuels, because it converts the carbon in trees and plants into atmospheric CO2, most directly when fire is used to convert forest land into farmland and pasture land. CO2 is not the only greenhouse gas affected by human activity, though it is by far the most important of the anthropogenic changes. Water vapor is another greenhouse gas on the rise, as a natural positive feedback caused by the rise of CO2. Warmer air holds more water vapor, and water vapor itself is a greenhouse gas and therefore warms the world still more. The implication is that the warming caused by a human-induced rise of CO2 is greatly amplified by the rise of water vapor in the atmosphere. Methane, CH4, and nitrous oxide, NO2, are the two additional important greenhouse gases strongly influenced by human activity. Methane emissions are caused mainly by bacteria that digest carbon compounds and produce methane in three key locations: rice paddies underwater, The stomachs of livestock, which emit the methane both in burps and from the other end, roughly in a 2-to-1 ratio, and landfills. Thus, the great expansion of livestock production on the planet due to rising populations and living standards has led to large increases in atmospheric methane concentration. Methane is also released from coal seams, oil and gas fields, and during the burning of biomass. Nitrous oxide results from human use of nitrogen-based fertilizer. A group of chemical gases known as fluorinated gases, specifically sulfur hexafluorides, HFC, and PFCs, are the other three man-made greenhouse gases. While the control of all of these greenhouse gases will be important, the control of CO2 is the most important and will be my focus in this chapter.